welcome to our Saint Sunday of Easter audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota, April 18, 2021. This is Pastor Olana. Why are you troubled and why do doubt arise in your heart? These are the questions our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ asked of his disciples in another resurrection appearance after the first Easter morning. They are questions that could also be asked of us numerous times in our daily lives as we face trouble and doubts. Yet as Jesus kept appearing, he kept on showing them himself. And more than that, he continued to teach and remind them that all that was written was fulfilled in and through him. Though we cannot physically touch his hands and side, each time we gather, Jesus continues to speak to us, affirming his work, the word fulfilled, and the words of humanity for whom he came. Amid troubles and doubts, through Christ, we can see what kind of love the Father has given to us. May the gracious and loving Lord bless you this morning as you worship with us. Our service for this morning is based on Divine Service Setting 4 in our service book. Please join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, keep a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we gather to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of our God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Jesus Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Now receives absolution. Almighty God in His mercy has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the perils of everlasting days, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 11 through 21. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly stunned, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though by your own power or piety, we have made him walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of our father glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witness, and his name by faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, and did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouths of all the prophets this Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent therefore and turn back, that your sin may be blotted out, and that this time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive unto the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of the holy prophet long ago. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know, He appeared in order to take away sins, and Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has neither seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as He is righteous. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As they were talking about these things, Jesus Himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your heart? See My hands and My feet, that it's Myself. Touch Me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when He said this, He showed them His hands and His feet. And while they still displayed for joy and marveling, He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave Him a piece of broiled fish. And He took and ate before them. Then He said to them, "These are My words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about Me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then He opened their minds to understand the scripture and said to them, "Thus it's written that the Christ should suffer, on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance, forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of My Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our confession. In the words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and I sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with a devotional Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the third Sunday of Easter. We begin with a prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your blessing on us during this season of Easter, that as we study your word and remember the victory won by your death and resurrection, we are enabled to love and serve you since we are alive by faith. We praise you as our Savior and Lord, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The reading is from 1 John 3, verses 1 through 7. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. The end of the reading. Last Sunday, we read from chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, about sin, confessing it, and receiving forgiveness. Then in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read that we are forgiven because we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Today we read about sin again, and at first reading, it might sound contradictory to what we read last Sunday. In chapter 3, John seems to say that the one who trusts Jesus for forgiveness is as pure as Jesus and so does no more sinning. That seems to be in contrast to chapter 2, where John writes that when the Christian does sin, he has forgiveness in Christ. Note, though, that reading also admonished us to stop sinning. So, do the two readings contradict each other? They do not. Together, they are reminding us, who have forgiveness, how serious sin and sinning are. We are not to think or act like sin is normal. It must constantly be fought and avoided. But, because we are sinful, we still slip and fall into sin. When that happens again, as it does, we need again to confess our sins and repent. Being forgiven with the Spirit's help, we again work at avoiding sin so we don't fall again. Martin Luther explains it this way when he talks about being a baptized Christian. He says, it indicates that the old Adam in us, that is our sinful nature, should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and died with all sins and evil lusts, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. The Son of God, through whom you have become children of God, appeared to take away sins, to destroy the works of the devil. Being born of God, therefore, means a radical antagonism to evil, to the evil one who has sinned from the beginning, and a total aversion from sin. And those who do sin continually and refuse to repent then are the devil's children and not God's children, because God's children seek forgiveness through Jesus Christ daily. Now let's talk about the hope the Apostle John writes about in our text. He says, beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Our hope is based on the promise that one day Jesus Christ will return to take us to be with him eternally. That is what the angels said when Jesus ascended into heaven. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. That's in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. But we also hear Jesus himself promising, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. That's Matthew 25:31. And also we read, he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That's Matthew 24:31, where Jesus is talking. At this point, please remember that there is a connection between hope and purity of life, between the confidence in the returning Christ that looks to him for everything, and the resolute self-committal that devotes everything to him. The Apostle John therefore puts it this way, everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You know that he appeared to take away sin, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. Thus far the reading. Because God declared us righteous by faith in Jesus Christ, we want to receive our Savior and Lord with rejoicing and be prepared for his second coming. But since we still live in a sinful world with its temptations, Jesus warns us, watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. That's Matthew 24:42-44. Should this alarm us? No, for we are ready by faith in Christ, through whom we are forgiven, and we are declared righteous and pure by God himself. That is why John reminds us, everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. So with the Holy Spirit's help, we want to maintain that purity before God and be ready for Jesus' second coming. Finally, how does this text relate to the gospel for the day, Luke 24:36-49? At verse 47, after Jesus opens the disciples' minds to understand the scriptures, he says the apostles are to, quote, preach repentance and forgiveness of sins, unquote. Our text today shows the apostle John doing that very thing, not just to his generation, but also to ours, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Gracious God, through the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have saved us. By your grace, we are what we are, people who love and serve you. We pray that our lives may be a thankful witness of your saving grace. Grant us the Holy Spirit, that we may avoid sin and fulfill the life we have been called to. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me for the closing prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. O holy and merciful God, you have taught us the way of your commandment. We implore you to pour out your grace into our heart. Cause it to bear fruit in us, that being ever mindful of your mercies, and your laws, we may always be directed to your will and daily increase in love toward you and one another. Enable us to resist all evil and to live a godly life. Help us to follow the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to walk in his steps until we shall possess the kingdom that has been prepared for us in heaven through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Receive the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our audio podcast service for this Sunday. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace.
of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. With voice as full and strong as ocean surging praise, send forth the sturdy hymns of old, the psalms of ancient days. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. With all the angel choirs, with all the saints on earth, pour out the strains of joy and bliss, true rapture, noblest mirth. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Yet on and onward still, with hymns and chant and song, through gate and porch and columned aisle, the hallowed pathways throng. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Still lift your standard high, still march in firm array, as pilgrims through the darkness went, till dawns the golden day. March shall end, the wheel.